I'm Mike Green, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking to Alan Yang, who's a contestant in the 2012 National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician competition. And Alan is a student at the Cary Academy in North Carolina. Alan, is there any particular thing or are there a lot of things you're looking forward to in the competition or going to the meeting?
Well, I'm particularly interested in some of the professional mathematics presentations that will be taking place at the JMM.
Have you already had a chance to scan the program, or just in general, that's what you're interested in?
Just in general. I haven't really decided which one I'm going to be attending.
It's a pretty big meeting. There's about, could be even over 6,000 people, and I think they have a record number of talks, over 2,000. So you might say there's something for everyone there. There's a lot of things going on. Have you ever been at a meeting close to that size?
Not really. I've never really been to any professional meetings of similar consequences like this.
The Cary Academy, is that close to Raleigh?
Yeah, we're actually only like 20 minutes away from Raleigh. Cary is actually a suburb of Raleigh.
And is it a private school that's devoted to a certain kind of subject, or is it, you know, all subjects, or what kind of school is it?
Yeah, it's just a general private school.
In the questionnaire that we asked the contestants to fill out and that you filled out, one of the interesting things you wrote down is that you can spin pens. What exactly is that? Of course, it probably won't mean too much or is not as effective when we're just talking about it as opposed to demonstrating it, but is that spinning them with your fingers, you know, across your hands?
Yeah, usually it's spinning with your fingers. A lot of people can just spin it around their thumb, but I can use the other fingers as well and sometimes even use the hand as into some of the spins.
Is it always one pen at a time, or are you a multi-pen spinner?
Well, I can spin with both hands, but I can't spin with more than one pen in one hand.
Okay, and I can hardly hold one pen, so that sounds pretty good. Now, you play both the piano and the French horn, I assume not simultaneously. The French horn, that's a difficult instrument to master, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the mouthpiece is so small, a little bit of a mistake, you might say, or a misalignment of the lips, and things go nuts. How long have you been playing it?
I've been playing it since 7th grade, and I usually play within the school's band or orchestra.
Mm-hmm. You play in the marching band?
Right now, I'm actually in orchestra, not in the marching band.
Do you have a particular composer that you like?
In general, or just the French horn?
In general.
Well, it really depends on, like, what time it is. Like, right now, I'm really into Rachmaninoff, for example.
Mm-hmm. Is there some composer you really like for French horn?
Not really. I'm kind of neutral for composers for French horn. Although I guess I prefer like anything after about 1800, because before then the French horn didn't have any vowels, so the music from before then would just be like pure whole notes.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not as complex or as interesting.
Yeah.
And what is the Mandelbrot competition that you placed in?
Oh, it's a national competition that they send the test to schools, and then contestants take the test at their schools, and it's like once in a while, and there's like 5 rounds a year. Ooh. And it's like a 40-minute test each time.
Is it all math?
Yeah, it's all math.
Is there any particular focus to it, or it just covers all subjects within math?
All pre-calculus and below, so there's no calculus in it.
Is there any particular school you're thinking about going to next year?
I haven't really decided, like, what's my top choice at all, but I've already applied to Cambridge in the UK and Princeton.
Have you ever been to the UK?
No, I haven't, actually.
But that would be quite an experience. A lot of famous mathematicians associated with that school. Alan, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really.
Okay. So thanks, Alan. That's Alan Yang, who goes to the Cary Academy in North Carolina. He's a senior, and he's one of the 10 contestants for the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, which will take place on Friday morning at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in Boston. Alan, thanks a lot.
Thanks.